WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission isn't ready to decide whether to allow a tattoo business in the downtown area, but that's not stopping the building owners from continuing the renovation.
Cliff Collard of Arsenal Tattoo says the makeover of the former Texaco station at 26th and Sims should be completed in 45 days or the end of June. But it won't be until mid-July until a newly created P&Z subcommittee reveals its findings about possible changes to all downtown land uses.
These hoops come out of nowhere, and it's just another hoop to jump through that we didn't know about. And we'll just do whatever it is they want us to do in order for us to get into an area of town that we really love and care about.
P&Z member Scott Hickel made the motion to create the subcommittee.
We have received a ton of documents from a lot of folks on both sides of this issue. Also, the city council has directed this commission to come back with some sort of solution that they can look at in regards to current zoning regulations. And to do a proper job of that and not rush to judgment, it's my belief that we need to take a little bit more of a look at this rather than try to come up with some sort of a solution tonight.
Collard and his wife are also opening an art studio in the same building. The latest delay follows the P&Z rejecting the Collard's request in January and the city council sending the Collard's appeal back to P&Z last month. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan school board members consider final action tonight on expanding the field house at Rutter High School.
There's a 4,000-foot multi-purpose room that will be in that 7,000 square feet. But when you add the dressing rooms, the locker rooms, the restrooms, the coaches' offices, the corridor, it comes up to right at 7,000 square feet.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the $2.5 million project will be paid from bond money designated for athletic facilities at Rutter. A satellite TV installer is accused of thefts from homes while on the job in Brazos and Burleson counties. A 65-year-old woman was inside her home south of College Station with the installer when she noticed jewelry was missing. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says she was able to call and then keep the installer at the home until deputies arrived.
It was very fortunate that they discovered the theft as early as they did and were able to call us, and we were able to respond before he left the property.
In the installer's truck were 43 pieces of jewelry with an estimated value of more than $12,000. Additional jewelry in the truck was traced to a woman who reported a similar theft in Burleson County. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Kevin Cormier of Caldwell admitted to the thefts. And 2 months ago, you might have seen cameras along the freeway service roads, and you might have also driven over traffic counters. Some of the data about the number of vehicles getting on and off Highway 6 has been compiled by the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization.
The highest volume entrance ramp is located at the southbound ramp on Boonville Road or FM 158. We had a 24-hour count there of 11,144 vehicles. And during the peak hour, which was between 5 and 6 p.m., there were 1,246 vehicles that entered State Highway 6 at that location.
MPO Director Brad McCaleb says business owners and those who live along the freeway are being notified by mail of a stakeholders meeting May 30th. Public meetings will be held in late June or early July once all the data analysis is complete. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. And the Texas House has approved a dramatic overhaul of the state's troubled $3 billion cancer-fighting agency, including replacing its entire 11-member board.
The lower chamber used a simple voice vote to give preliminary approval to one of the most watched bills in the Texas legislature. It mandates sweeping changes to the embattled Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas. The bill has already cleared the Senate, but the House modified it to include that the cancer organization's board has to go, among other changes. The once-celebrated agency remains under criminal investigation following several lucrative grants that were improperly awarded. After a final procedural House vote, the proposal will go to conference committee to reconcile the versions passed by the House and Senate. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
Texas will keep testing public high school athletes for another 2 years under the state budget deal agreed to on Friday. The five-year-old program, which began as one of the largest testing programs in the country, will be scaled down to a few sports that include football, baseball, and track. Testing of tens of thousands of athletes has resulted in only a handful being caught. The Texas Senate has sent to the House a plan to create a residency training program for school teachers similar to medical residencies for doctors. Residents would work with university faculty members and serve as apprentice teachers. They would get stipends and job placement assistance. They would also earn master's degrees and certification. And multiple agencies are publicizing the start of the annual seatbelt awareness campaign. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department is among those promoting Click It or Ticket.
May 20th through June 2nd, so it covers that holiday weekend that we have coming up, Memorial Day. And our officers are going to be very vigilant about looking for those motorists who are not buckled up and giving out citations.
McKeithen says the demographic least likely to wear seatbelts is men ages 18 to 34. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
At the Little Creamery, we love cooking up delicious flavors. And our Bluebell Red Velvet Cake ice cream takes the cake. Literally, it's creamy red velvet ice cream with pieces of red velvet cake and a cream cheese icing swirl. Try a slice.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and at Anderson Market in Anderson.
May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, and Audible Hearing Centers is providing free hearing tests, plus 40% off MSRP for the entire month of May. Long-term untreated hearing loss can lead to permanent changes in your ability to hear and understand normal conversation. Be smart. Call Audible Hearing Centers and schedule your free hearing test, plus 40% off MSRP for the entire month of May. Call 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust, mufflers, and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Spring has come, and so have the great deals from Washington County Tractor and New Holland. They've got 0% financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. There's also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. These offers include New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. The WC Tractors locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going this spring. Stop by one of the WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check them out on the web at wctractor.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:16 is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Sunshine and warm weather across the region for today. It looks like temperatures will have tendency to climb up to about 90 degrees. It will be breezy as well. We're partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and some occasional sun, breezy, warm, humid, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, the chance for shower or a thunderstorm. Highs Wednesday, 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And on 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor. Aggie men's golf shoots for a sixth consecutive NCAA championship appearance. The Spurs and Memphis Grizzlies kicked off their Western Conference Finals series, and the PGA's Byron Nelson Tournament names a new champion. All this and more coming up in sports.
All right, so we found out that the group that does not wear their seat belts, at least here locally, would be, this would be men 18 to 34, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Most.
And I don't even know if that's just local. I think that's
okay.
Nationwide, well, or yeah. Texas-wide.
I could certainly understand. They see now, again, if you're an old guy like me, you were in that situation where we didn't have the mandatory seat belts for a long time. And then, I think it was the insurance industry did a pretty good job of getting state legislatures one by one to make this a mandatory deal. Now, Kat, have you ever gotten a ticket for not having your seatbelt?
Nope.
Okay.
I've never gotten a moving violation.
Zach, have you?
I have never gotten a ticket for a seatbelt, no.
Okay. Well,
I always buckle up.
Okay, well, good. I'm above the average then. I've only gotten two. But again, and after the second one, and it's really interesting because, you know, after I got the second one, and it's like $75 at the time, I have no idea what it costs now. But you realize you get in the car as a parent, and the first thing you do is make sure, you get in the car as a parent, and I hope that the first thing you do is make sure that your child or children are buckled in. And then you drive off without buckling yourself up? So, I did. I was an idiot. I did that once, and, you know, geez.
That's okay. All of us do silly stuff.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Exactly. One of those deals. But, once again, shocked that it would be males 18 to 34 who wouldn't wear their seatbelts. Because, again, and we've all just kind of slipped it over, right? You know, slipped it over the shoulder. And, well, I don't know, Kat, maybe you haven't.
The worst I ever did was I would buckle the bottom, but I hate the way the top feels. And so I used to tuck the top behind me.
Oh, that does.
And I did get pulled over one time. And he was like, you really need to put it in front of you. But I had the seatbelt on. I just did not.
What did he say?
He said something like,
he walked up and you had it behind you.
Explode your face. It was something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was like, you need to have that in front of you.
It's an interesting concept that you have there.
Well, you know, a female is a different shape from
there's
a
no
male.
Oh, there is no doubt.
And it's not comfortable.
Not saying that at all. Once you get one of those little fuzzy-wuzzy things, doesn't that make it better if you put those little
wool
things on?
You really
want
to strap between your chest?
No, and I understand. There's no question about that. It's going to be more uncomfortable for some females than it will. And, you know, for other people who are just obese, it's pretty tough, too. But anyway. But, yeah, the 18 to 34 is not so much.
And, too, when I was in high school, I was in a small town, and sometimes things can get exaggerated, but there was a local donut shop, and the woman.
Excuse me.
Was it
in Navasota or was it in another spot?
It was in Navasota.
Okay, you could say Navasota. It's okay. They're nearby.
But she was in a crash with a semi truck, and the word around all of town was that her seatbelt had cut her head off. And
what?
So everyone was like, oh my gosh, if you wear a seatbelt and you hit a semi, it'll cut your head off. Anyway, it was like a tragedy for the donut place, but it also was kind of, it left me wondering. And so whenever I ask police about that, they're always like,
Now you see, now I don't, what do you call that? Because
decapitation.
No. What is that situation where there is a supposition that something happened, yet it cannot be proven, and so it kind of grows, it gets a life of its own.
It might be proven if we went back. If I had thought to write down the date, perhaps we could have looked back in police records.
But my thought is this. Aren't those usually called urban legends?
Well,
and if it's in Navasota, it wouldn't be urban, would it?
So, I mean, what would you call it? It could be an urban legend.
It's a tall tale.
Yeah, probably a tall tale.
I don't know. Sometimes there's truth to those things.
There could be, but I'm just saying, what would you call it if it's in a small town? Because it wouldn't be urban.
It's not even a suburban.
Yeah, but yeah, tall tale probably does it. All right, so speaking of upper bodies, as we were a moment ago, a study says that a man's upper body strength can be directly tied to his political views.
Oh.
A study at a Denmark university collected data on bicep size, socioeconomic status, and support for economic redistribution from hundreds in U.S. America, Argentina, and Denmark. The result? Men with higher upper body strength were less likely to support progressive policies on the redistribution of wealth. In other words, conservatives are strong and liberals are weak. Michael Peterson, he says, physically, weak males were more reluctant to assert their self-interest, just as if disputes over political policies were a matter of a direct physical confrontation between officials. So we'll see. Well,
Woody Allen was a liberal, right?
Oh, yeah. Was, still is. While many people think of politics as a modern phenomenon, it has, in sense, always been of our species. Political views are designed by natural selection to function in the conditions recurrent over the human evolutionary history. So, in other words, if you're not willing to pursue with vigor your point of view, then you would be considered to be liberal, and therefore you'd be weak. I saw a story yesterday on the psychology of paint color and what it can do to you.
Oh, yeah?
And what they found was apparently they had done studies in prison as to what colors would make the prisoners less aggressive. And what they found was a color that they called drunk tank pink. and what they did is they had, apparently they would put you in a color situation, and then they would do a strength test, and you'd squeeze something for a strength test. And the lowest strength test response came with this drunk tank pink, so that would make you less aggressive and somehow kind of modulate you down on a lower level.
I don't know about that.
Well,
Was drunk tank pink the very last color they did?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about that methodology, but what I found interesting was once that came out, the University of Iowa painted the visitor's locker room drunk tank pink. True story.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day, only from KX HD News.
When breaking news affects you, your source for local news in the Brazos Valley is KX HD News.
Keeping you informed, uncovering the facts.
Going beneath the surface to bring you truth that impacts you.
From our education and politics, our economy and community, our public health and more.
KX HD News is there first.
Local people living here, working here.
KX HD News, the source for news, weather, and sports in the Brazos Valley. Weeknights at 6 and 10.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. And remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for Best Roofer in the Brazos Valley beginning June 1st at bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Warm and windy today, about 91 or so. Won't feel quite that bad because our winds will be gusting up to about 30 miles an hour. And then tonight it'll be kind of windy, up to about 20 miles an hour and a low of 73. Then we'll keep the temps about the same all week long. Both the highs and lows will have a 30% chance of rain on Tuesday, 40% on Tuesday night, and 30% on Wednesday. That's what they're telling us, at least right now. Winds are out of the south at 10 miles an hour, 84% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies out there, and we got 74.
Hi, my name is Joseph Rodriguez, attorney at law. If you are seeking legal representation for a criminal case, family law matter, or personal injury case, Louis Jambert and I have over 30 years of combined legal experience. Our firm is committed to providing dedicated, determined, and decisive representation for our clients. Contact our office at 979-823-3000. That's 979-823-3000. Rodriguez and Jambert, attorneys at law. Aggies representing Aggies since 1999.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It's becoming more and more apparent that the IRS attacks on conservative groups are part of a larger strategy. How widespread, we don't know yet, but it's clear the IRS was not a lone wolf. The EPA now stands accused of playing favorites. The Competitive Enterprise Institute examined EPA records. They found that fees were waived for environmentalist wacko groups' Freedom of Information Act requests 92% of the time. But the EPA had a different standard for conservative groups. A whopping 81% of the time, their fee waiver requests were rejected. CEI senior fellow Chris Horner concludes that at the EPA, there was a clear pattern of favoritism for allied groups and a concerted campaign to make life more difficult for those deemed unfriendly, which is, of course, the Obama way. Now, I've told you about the other game the EPA and liberal organizations play, sue and settle. Environmentalist wacko groups sue the EPA. They privately agree to a settlement. They hurry to get it approved by the courts. The outcome is predetermined from the get-go, while industry and developers are frozen out, and there's no legal redress. The IRS, the EPA, just two of the agencies populated by liberal bureaucrats put there to intimidate, punish, and deny justice to conservative groups and others on Obama's enemies list. The deck is stacked, and it's been stacked since day one of this regime. There's a word for it, folks. It's called corruption.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Investigators in Brazos and Burleson counties continue to investigate thefts linked to a satellite TV installer. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says a Caldwell man is accused of taking more than $12,000 of jewelry from a home south of College Station.
Apparently, the installer has worked since February, and the possibility exists that there could be other thefts out there.
The 65-year-old woman who was home at the time of the theft called the sheriff's office, and deputies arrived before the installer left. Investigators also found property linked to a theft in Burleson County. 27-year-old Kevin Cormier admitted to the thefts, according to the arrest report. And what businesses can and can't operate in downtown Bryan will be reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
The advisory body tabled making a recommendation to the City Council on a request to let Arsenal Tattoo operate at 26th and Sims. Commissioner Bobby Gutierrez voted against the delay.
I would hope that the commission would take the same consideration in the special districts that they did for the previous applicant that they do for you.
But Gutierrez supported creating a subcommittee of four other members who would city staff a look at all land uses. Downtown business owner Renee Lawrence, who supports Arsenal's move, called for banning payday loan offices.
That's a business that preys on people, and I don't understand why we would allow something like that.
Arsenal owner Cliff Collard says they're about 45 days away from completing renovations to the former Texaco gas station building, where there'll be an art gallery in addition to the tattoo business.
It's hailed as the art district. I just feel like this is the place that Arsenal Tattoo needs to be, because that's what we do. That's what we are.
The P&Z subcommittee is supposed to share its findings no later than July 18th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Freeway traffic at the Boonville Road, University Drive, and W.D. Fitch exits are the busiest, according to data from the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization.
The highest volume exit ramp is the southbound ramp at State Highway 40, William D. Fitch, and there were 11,624 vehicles there in a 24-hour period. And then the peak hour, again between 5 and 6, was 1,248 vehicles.
More details from MPO Director Brad McCaleb are on our website at WTAW.com. The complete study will be finished in time for a pair of meetings. One involving the general public will be held around July 1st. Those who live and have businesses within a quarter mile of freeway exits are getting letters of a stakeholders meeting May 30th. Meanwhile, from now through June 2nd, law enforcement has their annual focus on wearing seatbelts. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says the Click It or Ticket campaign also includes wearing belts over the shoulder.
You can still get a citation for not having it over the shoulder. And the reason is if you're in a crash and you have it under your shoulder, it will spin you and you wind up crashing into the airbag, which could cause more broken bones.
Another focus is children being properly secured in baby and booster seats. And a $2.5 million expansion of the Rudder High School Fieldhouse is on tonight's Bryan School Board agenda. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says money is available from bond funds designated for athletic facilities at Rudder.
We do want to get started on the actual addition of the fieldhouse, because we need to try to get that started this summer. But we do need to go ahead and start, as you said, turn dirt for the additions to the fieldhouse.
Later this year, the board will consider adding practice baseball and softball fields and increasing outdoor seating capacity. The Texas House has approved new rules to help small brewers expand. Lawmakers used voice votes Friday to alter the beer industry's pricing structure and overhaul regulations that apply only to craft breweries. That drew applause from brewers watching in the gallery. It would allow pubs to package their beer for retail stores and allow breweries to sell beer to tour visitors. And a move to legalize switchblade knives is nearing success in Texas. In a unanimous vote on Friday, the Senate Criminal Justice Committee advanced the bill. It has already cleared the House. The automatic knives were outlawed across the country as an anti-gang measure in the 1950s. Several states have legalized them in the last few years at the urge of collectors and outdoorsmen. And Governor Rick Perry's deal-closing Texas Enterprise Fund would receive a state audit under a bill close to clearing the state legislature.
The House used a simple voice vote to approve the measure that would require closer financial scrutiny of the decade-old program. The fund has awarded more than $485 million to private companies looking to expand or relocate in Texas, but critics question the fund's accountability and true impact. The bill mandates an audit report no later than January 2015. The measure must pass a final procedural House vote. It then heads to conference committee. The Senate passed a similar bill last month. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
If you love coming home to a clean home or moving into a clean apartment, it's as easy as calling the professionals at Molly Maid. Whether you want help getting your deposit back or make your new place ready for you and your things, Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Molly Maid takes the hassle out of move-ins or move-outs, performing a thorough clean, leaving you a sparkling home. Call today to get Molly Maid working for you. 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote online for Molly Maid in the best of the Brazos.
If it's time to take your personal style in a new direction, head north to North Hair Design Studio and Spa. With hair design, massage therapy, spa services, and very personalized service, it's like a little taste of New York in downtown Bryan without the big city price tag. Call for an appointment or just walk in. We're at 206 North Main Street. Like us on Facebook and visit northhairdesign.com. Then head north.
He's a man who's ethical. He's an attorney you can trust to be beside you every step of the legal process, from your free initial consultation through the best possible outcome for your case. You can count on him to fight for you skillfully and competently. He's available to his clients 24 hours a day by cell phone, email, and personal appointment. He's Jeff Paradowski, voted this year's best attorney in the best of the Brazos. Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Dad, meatballs are going crazy.
He's sniffing everything.
That meatball, he sure knows how to smell a nice price. Like a new 2013 F-150 from Team Ford for $10,000 off. Or a new 2013 Super Duty discounted $11,000. Plus, we've got new 2013 Ford Fiestas for $14,998. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamandavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center at DrewJohnson.com or call them at 268-1162. Here's some numbers.
Sunshine and warm weather across the region for today. It looks like temperatures will have tendency to climb up to about 90 degrees. It will be breezy as well. We're partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and some occasional sun, breezy, warm, humid, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, the chance for shower or a thunderstorm. Highs Wednesday, 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And on WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball gets set for the SEC tournament. Results from Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals between San Antonio and Memphis and the Houston Astros and Texas Rangers both played last night, but with different results. All that more coming up in sports.
1-1 and one lost, is that right? Wow!
Yes.
What do you know? All right. Yeah, pick
good
right
guess,
up on
good
that.
Guess,
oh,
Scott.
Thank you. Okay. Anyway, hopefully, you know, I'm saying this on the air and I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm hoping to talk to Brad McCaleb from the MPO, talk about traffic, the traffic that you're sitting in right now, the traffic that you're going to be sitting in this afternoon when you get home. Because what they found was that the Boonville Road exit southbound is the busiest intersection, that exit ramp, or that ramp right there that goes onto the bypass. And some of that's got to have to do with people who work in Bryan and live south of Bryan, or in the southern part of Bryan, and that's the best way, most effective way for them to get home, as opposed to if you are going to College Station, South College Station from the campus, for instance, there are a lot of different ways, or there's more than one different way to get home. So, anyway, I want to talk to him about that. And then we can find out what some of the other busier intersections were. Because I would have thought Villa Maria would have been the most busy intersection. But we'll find out. Okay, I'm just going to guess that last week was probably the roughest week that the president's had. Is that probably right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, with all the stuff going on with the IRS,
assuming that,
AP,
yes.
All that. Well, President Obama's approval rating has gone up. A CNN poll that was released yesterday showed 53% of U.S. Americans approve of the way he's doing his job.
Hint, it's a CNN poll.
Good point.
Yeah, let's face it. The day the IRS stuff came out, their leading story was Angelina Jolie's double mastectomy.
Yeah.
I lost all respect at that point.
Well, once again, though, nobody ever went broke underestimating the American public, okay? It's not like we try to do that. Speaking of which, this wouldn't be too remarkable, I guess. Half of all internet traffic in North America is just to watch Netflix and YouTube.
Yep.
We know what we like.
I guess so. According to estimated data compiled by a manufacturer of broadband technology, these two video streaming sites comprise 32 and 17% respectively. Of all the peak period download traffic in North America combined, that is 49.4%. Netflix, you know, it's interesting because if you'll think about it, Netflix was up for dead a year ago. Remember, they'd split their
they raised the fee, didn't they?
Well,
people were mad.
Right, they split their plans, and if you're going to do this, it's going to cost this, and that didn't work. They now have about 1 million more subscribers than HBO, but almost certainly also watch more as it doubles down on the binge watching while HBO steps back from the streaming future. The growth of Netflix and YouTube is paired with the growth of consumer broadband use. Yep, more and more folks doing that. Okay, Benjamin Franklin, remember him? Guy who flew the kite?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. If he were alive today, he would be an outstanding texter. Scholars writing in the Smithsonian Magazine say that Franklin once designed a phonetic alphabet for the nation because he thought that the one in place was too cumbersome. Some of the things that Ben wanted to do, for instance, ditch the letters C, J, Q, W, X, and Y.
He said, K's safe, I don't care.
Well, he said they were redundant and could be just plain confusing. Hello?
Yeah, who cares about the IRS and the guys? We want to know about Jody Harriet.
Of course.
Oh my
Again,
gosh.
What's important, right? Anyway, he said he could ditch those letters. He said, for instance, who needs a C when you've got the letters K and S, which can be used to handle the hard sound of the C or the soft sound? Each letter should have only one sound, including vowels. To make long vowel sounds, double them up. He also added six of his own letters to cover the sounds for the O, and then he goes into some other combinations. But, I mean, this is a guy who, in his time, thought that the alphabet was cumbersome, and Noah Webster, the dictionary dude, thought that was pretty cool, but it didn't go any further than that. And another historic figure who tried to come up with a change in language, our language, was Isaac Newton, the guy who had the apple drop on his head.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, I've heard from people who, you know, English isn't their first language, and they say that's the hardest language to learn.
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting.
I've heard that from a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, I'm glad I learned it first. And,
yeah. We do steal lots of words from other languages.
Yes, we do. So, in our two cities, there are many differences. One of those differences would be there are smart meters in Bryan, and there are other meters in College Station. Not saying that they're not smart. But the whole question of whether or not you should put smart meters in a city has caused some problems before. And there was a little bit of pushback when Bryan did it, but really not a lot, and certainly not as much as happened in Brady, Texas. In October, the City Council of Brady voted unanimously to purchase advanced electric meters. They're known as smart meters. The city-owned utility company, much like Bryan, went ahead and bought the meters. Some residents resisted. The smart meter vote passed. And as a result, the folks of the city of Brady decided to have a recall election on the mayor and two city councilmen.
Wow.
Yeah, over smart meters. Now, so I was looking into that, and I was trying to find out from Jay Sokol what happened as far as smart meters were concerned in the city of College Station. And he told me that the last time it came up was under a previous director of utilities, and at that time they basically decided just to sit tight because technologies are changing. But, you know, the folks in Bryan at BTU really like these things. My concern is, and this is what they've talked about in California, is that's fine if the meter starts talking to the utility provider. We just don't want the utility provider talking to the meter. You know what I'm saying? Going, oh, you have your thermostat set at X? Well, maybe you should set it at Y. Because, you know, you want to set the comfort level that you can afford in your home. And again, this is a big deal in California. It has been in some cases in Texas. But the first time I've heard, though, that there was a recall election because of smart meters in Brady, Texas. And the sad thing is that made the New York Times, okay? So, once again, I know it's not as important as Angelina Jolie, but nonetheless, it's closer to home.
Anarchy in Brady, Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
It's a well-known fact that children have a harder time doing the right thing when they're faced with unfamiliar situations. So here's a practical idea to help your kids prepare ahead of time for those unexpected scenarios. Lead them through case studies. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Case studies are a time-honored teaching method used in every educational setting you can imagine, from business schools to military training. And they're basically stories that mimic real-life circumstances, and they allow students to decide what they'd do if faced with a similar situation. which is why case studies are perfect for kids. And whether you're talking at dinner or tucking them into bed at night, you can discuss uncomfortable choices your children might have to make now or in the future. You could ask, what would you do if you're at the park and an older boy offers you drugs? Or try this one. There's a new kid at school and some of your friends are picking on him. What would you say to protect him? You might even share some stories from your own childhood and the decisions you had to make. And using this approach not only gives you an opportunity to hear how your kids would respond, but it opens the door for you to communicate your values in a tangible way. So offer your kids a few case studies. It'll help them prepare for some of the most important challenges they'll face in childhood and well beyond. To set your kids on a course to thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best and customized marketing solutions for your business. At 7:52. For the fifth time in program history, the 16th-seeded Texas A&M softball team is headed to the NCAA Super Regional after stunning Baylor yesterday with an 8-0 five-inning walk-off win for the College Station Regional title. The Aggies had dropped a 9-5 game to the Bears earlier in the day before taking the second and deciding game. Here's head coach Joe Evans after the win.
I'm proud of our ball club. They fought hard, and you know, it was a tough loss in the first game and really a hot day, and our kids were spent, and Baylor had the momentum, no question about it, and we got in there and took our 30 minutes and regrouped, and boy, we came out swinging right from the get-go, and Ainsley was absolutely terrific on the mound, so I'm really proud of our ball club.
Sophomore Lauren Ainsley tossed 5 shutout innings for the victory, fanning 4 hitters and giving up just 2 hits while walking 3. The Maroon and White head to Norman on Thursday to face Oklahoma at 6 o'clock. Number 3 seed Aggie women's tennis continued their historic run, blanking number 6 seed Miami 4-0 yesterday to advance to the NCAA championship semifinals for the first time in school history. Senior Nazaria Urbina capped A&M's win with her 100th career singles victory as the Aggies improved to 25-3 on the year, breaking the school's record for most wins in a season. The ladies will take on number 7 seed UCLA later today at 5 p.m. The Bruins advanced after upsetting number 2 seed North Carolina 4-1. After taking 2 of 3 at Knoxville over the weekend, the Texas A&M baseball team has qualified for their first ever SEC tournament. The 9th-seeded Aggies will play number 8-seed Florida tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 in a single elimination game in Hoover, Alabama. Coverage for the game will, of course, be right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. For the 6th consecutive year and the 29th time in program history, the Texas A&M men's golf team has advanced to the NCAA National Championship as the Aggies posted a 4th-place finish on Sunday at the NCAA Tempe Regional. Texas A&M, the 2009 national champion, are one of only two programs nationally to have finished in the top 15 each of the last 5 seasons, along with USC. Tony Parker had 20 points and 9 assists. Kawhi Leonard scored 18 points, and the San Antonio Spurs struck first in the Western Conference Finals by beating the Memphis Grizzlies yesterday 105-83. Here's Spurs coach Greg Popovich after the win.
We try to limit their offensive rebounds, but that's what every team does, and tonight we were able to do it to some degree. So it's important because that is a part of their offense, and they're great at it. So we'll continue to emphasize that.
Game 2 is set for tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in San Antonio. The Texas Rangers beat Detroit 11-8 last night, despite 3 home runs from Tiger slugger Miguel Cabrera. David Murphy put the Rangers ahead with a 3-run shot in the 6th. Texas will return around and host the division rival Oakland A's tonight at 7:05. Coverage will be on the Zone HD. And speaking of the Rangers, they have placed second baseman Ian Kinsler on the 15-day disabled list because of bruised ribs and have recalled top prospect Jerickson Profar from AAA Round Rock. Jeff Locke allowed three hits over seven innings yesterday to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates to a 1-0 win over the Houston Astros. Pedro Alvarez homered for the Pirates, who won for the eighth time in 10 games. Astros starter Lucas Harrell was the hard luck loser, and he took the loss despite giving up just one run in seven innings. Houston will head home tonight to face the Royals at 7:10. Broadcast for the game will be on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Sangmun Bae won the Byron Nelson Nelson Championship, easy for me to say, yesterday for his first PGA Tour title. The 26-year-old Bae beat Keegan Bradley by two strokes after blowing a four-stroke lead. Bradley was trying to become the Nelson's first wire-to-wire winner since Tom Watson back in 1980. Game 3 of the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals between the Pittsburgh Penguins and Ottawa Senators went into double overtime last night.
Here's Benoit, cuts in, his shot right on, scores! Ottawa wins it in double overtime! 7:49 gone in this double overtime period, and they are on their feet here at Scotiabank Place.
The win pulls the Senators to within 2-1 in the series. Game 4 set for Tuesday night in Ottawa. Meanwhile, the Boston Bruins head to New York with a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Johnny Boychuk snapped a 2-2 tie midway through the second period before the Bruins added a pair of third-period goals to beat the Rangers 5-2. New York will host the next two games, which are set for Tuesday and Thursday. And that has been your sports update brought to you by Awards & More. On Newstalk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Bring the spirit and character of Texas into your office or boardroom and let Russ and Linda at the Texas Trading Post help you choose the decor to show off your Texas pride. College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Framed battle flags, historical maps, custom metal art will give your office the elegant Texas look your clients will love. Texas Trading Post, voted best of the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. Visit txtraders.com.
If you're looking for the best in zero-turn riding mowers, see the best the Brazos Valley has to offer at Kairos Truck Center. This is David Hogan with Kairos Truck Center reminding you of our great prices and financing through the end of May on all our state-of-the-art riding mowers, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. Kairos Truck Center, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by and see us at Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn rider today.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
I found out how it feels to be cool, to open up that door and be comfortable, leave the outside there and kick back in my favorite chair.
No sweat,
wearing more than just my underwear.
No sweat,
the neighbor's got no reason to stare.
No sweat,
now the dog can grow back all its hair.
Barker's Heating and Cooling, earning your seal of approval every day. Call 690-2278.
I don't understand. I bought a Powerball ticket and I didn't win. Jeez, man. One winner. Did you see that in somewhere in Florida?
Oh, yeah. It's like Zephyr Hills.
Yeah, that's
funny
it.
Name.
Zephyr Hills, Florida. Sixth Powerball winner there. Weird people, but they win the Powerball. The approximate after tax take home. Okay, $370 million. Probably change your outlook on life. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Kind of windy, but warm.